don't know. Say, son. Looks like I'd get up earlier or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Good morning, folks. We'll go ahead and call our meeting to order. We'll open with prayer and then the Pledge of Allegiance, if everybody'd stand.
Pray with me. Father, we bow before you and recognize you again as we begin this meeting and ask your help, Father. Help us with our thoughts and our words. May we be careful of what we say and work to do good things for Taney County. Help us with our decisions, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Okay, we got minutes for July 13th, 15th, and 16th. You okay with those?
Yes, sir.
I am with the 15th and 16th. I'd like to maybe look at some wording on the 13th, if it's all right with you gentlemen.
Sure.
Motion to the 15th and 16th.
Second.
Any discussion on those? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We'll do the 13th later. And accounts payable. Did you get your deal or you want to hold up on that one?
I want to hold up on the Branson Rock until there was no clear explanation.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve accounts payable with the exception of Branson Rock.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. We've got the assessment. Is that what's on top, Rick?
Transfer.
I
think you guys already approved
that
today.
Did we? Yep. You just need signatures or signature, okay.
Yep.
That was it then, as far as you know? Okay. We're ready for public comment. Wayne, you're first. Good morning again.
Oh, good morning to all three of you. I went to a Board of Adjustment meeting on 15 July 2009 at 1900 hours. There was a man who was asking for a variance on a road. The man's been in real estate for many years, and it's my understanding that he had an easement and he sold it. That's his problem. Another thing I didn't understand is how do you give a variance on a road and the road doesn't exist? It was closed in 1988. Okay? And at my corner, if the road is the way it should be, there's probably not 30 feet. The county back in 1988 was never able to put the road on the ground according to survey. That should be a matter of public record here in this courthouse. I would just like to ask you gentlemen to take a look at this and possibly make some adjustments. And I'd like to thank you for your time. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne. Next, there are the others. Josh?
Gentlemen, I've just got something real simple. This is probably will have to go through Bob
he'll have to review this, but I'd like a decision. It concerns planning and zoning and a petition, just a simple petition according to the state statute 64.900. And Bob, if you, I can hand this to you. And all I basically would like is make sure that it's legal and up to the standards of the commission, and just have that in writing back to me as soon as you can.
Okay, it's a petition you're presenting to the commission, is that right?
Mm-hmm. It'll come back to the commission when completed.
Are you asking if the form is correct?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, you're asking if
the form is...
The way we're collecting is...
Yep.
Is, okay.
Yep, that's all I need.
Okay. So we'll put it back on the agenda once we review and... Okay.
Yep. Thank you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone else want to speak under public? Randy?
Good morning.
Morning.
I also attended the 15th Wednesday meeting on the board, and I'd like to make a few comments about the way it was done and how it was ran through very quickly without really looking at exactly what is the footage there at the variance that you all, or not you all, but the board approved.
Okay.
I think it really needs to be addressed. Somebody really needs to look at it hot and heavy before we make any decisions on making that through, because you're taking a 50-foot easement and trying to squeeze it down and squeeze it back out. And we all know that's going to be a bottleneck. It's not going to work. And whether it's legal or not, I don't know. That's one other thing I'd like for everybody to look at. But before it is passed through and actually put on the books, I really feel that you ought to really take a good look at what's going on down there. I'm not mistaken, but my property might be one of the properties that was sold. Could have been an easement. And I don't really like to be used as a guinea pig for someone's future development, especially private. So I would really like for everybody to look hot and heavy at this issue before any really major decisions are made. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Laura? Good morning.
I need to be my...
Yes, if you would, please.
Thank you. Appreciate your... Oh, okay. I was at the same meeting that you just heard Mr. Sled and Mr. Harding talk about. Three of the affected property owners appeared at that same meeting and requested that it be denied. As has already been pointed out, the road that was under consideration has not existed since in the last 20-plus years. There was never a paved or created road. It was a trail to begin with, just a cross-country. The officers who heard the statements, the request of the individual who is not affected by the change, did not discuss the issue. They heard the comments that were made by the three of us who were opposed to it because we are directly affected. There was no discussion. There was a vote taken, and without any explanation of how the decision could be reached when most of the speaking was opposed to the decision, they approved it. So I endorse the request of Mr. Harding and Mr. Sled that you please look at it, if reevaluate it, and see if at least some kind of an explanation can be given to us as to how an unrelated event can be set, a set of motions can be met, put in place that would take our property back into circulation for the public when it was never really for the public and has been disbanded for over 20 years. An explanation would at least be helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anyone else? This issue or others?
Yeah, I'm Tom Goldsworthy. I live on Victor Church Road. I'm here to ask that the three of y'all reconsider what's going on back there at Emery Creek Ranch. The reason being is during planning and zoning, they approved a noise ordinance level, which doesn't exist in Taney County. Number two, they cannot enforce a self-imposed fine in any way. That was one of the top reasons why planning and zoning agreed to go ahead with the racetrack issue at the one end of Emery Creek, was because of this so-called self-imposed $5,000 fine, which the minute the roads and sewer and all of that's put in, and the developer says, I did my part, I'm out of here, now it belongs to somebody else to build on. I didn't make an agreement. It's going to be the first thing that's going to come up about imposed fines, and they're going to refuse to pay it, and the county has no way of accepting that or getting those fines. So, again, I'm asking that you put a halt to everything going on over there at Emery Creek. Take a look at all the issues, not just the racetrack, and come to a decision to put a stop on it, have people pay their fines first that they're going to owe once you look into all of this, especially with a dam that was put in that never got a permit. Other things that were done that didn't fall in line with DNR, which they haven't paid any fines on yet. They're still continuing to work. Now there's a different construction company back there working, or developer back in that area doing some of the work. Y'all need to step back, take a look at it, and put a stop to all of it, because there was even dynamiting going on last week back there, and I know there was no permits. The other thing is, every time something's brought to the commission in reference to that, within 2 or 3 days later, and I don't know if it's just by coincidence or what, the newspaper puts a real nice article about how they're going to continue to march with this racetrack and how that's, you know, accepted by the community. Over 300 people signed a petition that lives around that area. Not once, but twice those petitions were done, asking that that be stopped. And nothing's ever been done. It's like we don't exist. We meaning those people that signed the petitions. And those petitions were signed by people who physically live in the homes in that area that are going to be affected. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Anyone else? Other issues? Okay. As you all know, I think most of you are aware, since it's not on the agenda, we won't tackle your questions at this point, but try to get them on our agenda in the near future. Okay, new and old business, NACO Pharmaceutical update.
No, that's me.
Yes, sir.
Just we had originally set out to try to get 20 locations for the pharmaceutical pickup points. We've reached the 20. We've actually already reached the 20 so quickly. We have 2 more weeks before we actually roll out the program. I have a list for the media, so if they want to post it on where people can pick up the free prescription card, and you know, it's available through places like Salvation Army down to the Chamber of Commerce's. You know, the city agencies have all said that they're going to at least have the display there. So it'll be available at multiple pickup points throughout the county, the east side and the west side, where we thought there'd be a common area where larger population groups could at least come through there periodically to get it. So I have those for the media, but we are still 2 weeks out. I think August 3rd is our rollout date for that, for the prescription card. And just want to keep on everyone's mind that that is coming, and we have the locations. But if you have a location you want to add, just call the commission office
and they'll put you on the list. We're waiting for more displays to be shipped to us before we can add any more beyond the first 20.
Okay.
That was it.
Any questions or comments on that? All righty. Next, we'll move to Helen. Got us a settlement and investment report.
Okay, this is the report that I do every 6 months, according to statute 54-150, that I need to come before the commission and let you just fill you in on how much money we have that we're working with and what accounts that is in. If you'll notice on, if you'll flip over where I have the letter on the top, and then the next report that's that you have, it shows how that money is split up, what's in GCR, what's in Road and Bridge, and all the other funds are split up in this next few pages. And that's just kind of to keep you updated on how much money we have, where it is, and that's where your budgets come from, too, or those lines also. Right now, you know, one main concern is right now is investments and interest rates and, you know, still going out there and doing the best we can. And since we have switched banks, you know, our checking account is making a little more than it was. We have a floor now of 0.75% on our checking account, which was making 0.08. So we have raised a little bit up on that. And we're still averaging on the we have a little over $22 million in CDs and a little over $15 million, well, almost $16 million in our bonds agencies, and those investments are still averaging all of them together around 3%. So we're still doing fairly well because I had several put in for the 3 years maximum, and those haven't come due yet, so some I'm still making a little over 4% on. So that kind of balances out the one I'm making 1.5 on. So and that's just my report. Any questions?
I was just going to throw something out. Since you brought up the changing the checking account, you may want to explain for the the public.
Okay.
That's not really why we put it out for bid and all that.
Right,
so
we did. Statutes say every 4 years that we have to go out for bids on our Taney County money. And we did go out for bids this year. We received two bids back in, and Great Southern Bank was the one that actually did the better rates, the services that we require, and they're working really well with us. And we had been with another bank for 25 years, and it's really been an adjustment, but we have made it, and, right. And we've worked well with them. And so, and that was one thing, you right. know, interest rates are just a main thing right now, and the services for the county, and having someone available to visit with and make sure that everything is running smoothly. And it has one wonderful, but that is why we switched.
Right.
It wasn't
the,
any.
The bids
major
were out
thing.
For all the right. region, all the banks in the area,
right.
And we only received two back.
Yeah. We sent bid letters out to every bank in the county,
right?
And we received two back. So, and that is the money that we have right now. And I've given the newspaper a copy of the top letter, so they do have the figures and how much we have.
Okay,
sounds good.
Anything? Questions?
Comments? Looks good.
I'll be back 6 months.
See you in 6 months.
Thanks, Alan. Okay, other elected official department head updates. Anybody have anything this morning?
I would ask that this commission put on the agenda these items that's been brought forward for next week to be addressed. Some of these are timely issues. Some of the issues that have been brought forward probably they may need some legal counsel or some advisement from attorneys to bring those before the commission. And there are other steps also that if you're not in agreement with us on those that you can take action on.
This week being pretty busy is what you're saying.
This week being pretty busy, we do it next Monday if we can. There's quite a bit of evidence and things that will be presented, I'm sure. I've already had several phone calls on both these issues, and would like for the public to know what their options are as far as not letting timelines run out on them. Am I giving the correct information, Bob?
Yeah, I think that it's important to know what their rights are and what the timelines are so that you don't give up your rights by not doing them in a timely.
That's the reason I'm going to put those on the agenda for next week and make decisions, or if we can't make decisions, that you have other options.
Okay. Anything else? All right, we'll recess until, I think, 10 o'clock is our next meeting. Thanks for being here.